Let's meet our next two contestants, Jill Farrington and Sam Zhao. Sam, Jill, was there a TV family that you watched growing up and you were like, God, I wish I was in that family? Sam?
Well, this family wasn't alive when I was growing up, but the House Targaryen.
Ah. Nice.
Yeah, I could be a good father of dragons.
Wow.
I know a lot about you right now, Sam. It was very revealing. Jill?
Well, my first instinct was to play it safe and say the Cosbys, because that seems like a really well-balanced, supportive family.
Yeah.
But I think if I'm really honest with myself, I'm going to have to go non-traditional, and I'm going to have to say the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
All right. Two great answers. Not what I expected at all. That was the best part of it. So this game is called A Family Affair, and that's just like us on stage, right? One big happy puzzle family.
Well, we pretend to be one big happy puzzle
totally.
Family. That's right, yeah. And this game is specifically about the Addams Family. We've taken the ridiculously catchy theme song from the 1960s sitcom The Addams Family, but we have changed the lyrics so that they are clues to other famous families. So contestants, let us know which families we're talking about, and feel free to sing your answers. In fact, I recommend it. After each musical snippet, Ophira will have a follow-up question that either of you can ring in and answer. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Here we go. They're musical and sunny. Their TV show was funny. Shirley Jones was the mommy. Sam.
The Brady Family.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Jill, do you know what it is?
The Partridge Family.
You got it.
Right. Same era. I understand why you went there, Sam. One of the Partridge children was played by actress Susan Day, who later went on to play attorney Grace Van Owen in what 1980s legal drama? Susan Day, attorney Grace Van Owen.
It took place on the West Coast in Southern California.
Jill.
L.A. Law?
Yes! Did you ever watch that show?
I really didn't.
Sam, no?
I wasn't alive.
All right, you don't have to rub it in, Sam.
That's your excuse for everything, Sam.
I do love imagining what L.A. Law is. Like, I do remember the show, but if someone's like, what was it? LA, you know, it's just like, he stole my monologue. Like, it's just L.A. problems. I didn't get a call back.
They're writers and they're sisters. They're literature A-listers. Their pseudonyms were misters. Jill?
The Bronte Family.
That's right.
The Bronte sisters published their novels using male first names, Kerr, Ellis, and Acton. What was the last name of these faux brothers? Jill?
Bell.
Yes, exactly.
They're actors and they're brothers. There's Alec and three others. They're probably awesome lovers. I mean, maybe. Jill?
The Baldwin Family.
Yes. Was it the lovers part that gave it away?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I hear that, sister.
Here's your follow-up question. Name all four acting Baldwin brothers. Jill.
This is going to be sad. Okay. Alec, Steven, Billy, and Daniel?
Yeah!
Wow. I'm not sure where I dredged that
up from.
I know,
that's amazing. Like, even Steven forgets Daniel.
Makes for an awkward Thanksgiving, huh? Yeah.
They're an animated couple. Fred always gets in trouble. They're friends with Barney Rubble. Jill.
The Flintstone Family.
Yep.
Played Fred Flintstone in the 1994 live-action movie version of the popular animated TV series. Sam.
John Goodman?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think I was alive during that.
Yeah, nice one, right?
Thanks.
You were totally alive for that.
Totally. Living and breathing, baby.
They're singers, that's the lowdown. Five brothers signed with Motown, but Michael didn't slow down. Jill?
The Jackson family.
That's right.
Six of the Jackson siblings were members of USA for Africa, the supergroup that recorded what charity single in 1985? Sam?
We Are the World.
Yeah! Were you alive for that?
85?
No, sorry.
Sam is 9 years old.
That looked pretty good, right?
That was pretty good.
It's a sitcom with appeal. It features Ed O'Neill. Phil Dunphy's a schlemiel. Sam?
The Dunphy family.
No,
oh, well, I guess...
Not the answer we're looking for.
The Modern Family.
There you go.
On Modern Family, Ed O'Neill plays the patriarch of the Pritchett family. In 1990s, he starred in Married with Children as the head of another sitcom family. Doesn't matter anymore. With what last name? Jill.
Bundy.
Yes. Exactly. Serial killers and hilarious. No, they were not that, but that was the last name. All right, John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
Our winner for Family Affair is the altogether ookie, Jill Farrington.
Jill, you'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round coming at the end of the show. Coming up, we'll see how well our VIP, Sarah Jansen, knows the book she edits, The World Almanac. So stay tuned. This is Ask Me Another from NPR.